worst thing comes to worst, I fucking die a tragic death or some shit, and I'm not able to see out my dreams, I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive. And to
yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint to.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. I want to give a quick everybody to remember that we have a party coming up July 13th. All right. Yes, summertime, yes. Vibes. All right. So it's over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street. That's at the corner of Young and Wellesley, right in the middle of downtown. We're going to be having the first We Love Hip Hop live podcast. Where my sound effect there?
Yeah, where my sound effect there? He's a sound effect. Where
Jesus
sound
Christ.
Effect?
I know, right?
Delayed, trust me, delayed reaction.
All right, so there's going to be music by DJ Law, the award-winning, infamous DJ Law, as well as...
performances.
Yes, live show, September, Shorty Raw, and C4, a.k.a. 4. All right? So it's going to be a big thing. There's going to be no tickets sold at the door, so hit us in advance, welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Hit us on the Facebook. There's a link also that I'll be putting up in the bio every once in a while. All right? So, yeah, it's a thing. July 13th. All right. So let's get into some music right here. Black of the Dawn, We Love Hip Hop Alumni.
Yeah.
Can't Dance. Let me
see. Ah, it's a big tune.
This is not the actual tune. For the people at home. Black of the Dawn didn't start doing merengue music all of a sudden. Or salsa, my bad. Thursday morning fuck up, yo. Yeah. Oh, my sound effect there.
Oh boy,
after
here we
school,
go.
I came home and studied finance. Went to school to play ball of young and ballin'. My scholarship was all I ever really wanted. Until I seen a whole brick and didn't want it. Look. Back up in this bitch, I got a strap on me. Inside the club, I got a bag on me.
Okay, what else we got here on the docket? What else do we got here? I got
a strap on me.
Trap Floor, Wavy, and HDM.
Okay, run it.
The man I said I would shoot your bumba clot if you ask for it. All right, just know that.
Often you hear those in the lyrics.
Black of the Dawn, ladies and gentlemen.
Hip hop. We Love Hip Hop Alumni. This is not the phaser.
So let's get into some, what is this here? Trap Floor, Wavy, and HDM. Look at the graphics. Shout out to SoundCloud. Hey.
We need to stop with that shit. Trying to show me down with the sound effects.
Okay. So we are Buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Sound Effects King, aka I ain't got no more AKAs for today. And to the right of me.
Yo, you hear that outside?
It's a soccer game.
I was just about to say, what soccer game? Who just won? Because I just hearing the screaming in the distance, like. But anyways, it's me, SSC_HeyHerx_PK. On Instagram, it's World Cup time, so you might hear some screaming in the background. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody either scored or just won a soccer game.
Go!
Yeah, but yeah, so we're here. like we do every week.
Yeah.
Doing our thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Episode what?
Episode 70 motherfucking 4.
Damn, we getting close to 75, yo.
Jeez. So we are back here at the Youngsterdam Lounge.
That's 520. A milestone. Season 2?
Season 2. Damn. Season 2. Yeah, so we're here at the Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday. Open from Monday, so 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to hit them up for bookings for any events, they got the Saturday's daytime jam that goes down. It's always pretty sick.
Yes.
Drip, it's called. All right. And, you know, if you want to get your meal on, you know, what did you say? The side thing?
Oh, yeah. You want to come with your side thing, your main thing, or both your things, you know, if you're game strong.
Yeah. So hit them up. Hit them up on Instagram at Youngsterdam_Lounge. Or if you want to do a bookings, hit them up directly at their phone number, 647-278-4369.
Whoa. Now,
before we start.
That was good.
You like that?
That was good. That was on point. No, number fuck ups. No, good.
Holler at me for voiceovers. before we start though, I want to start on a serious note. RIP to XXXTentacion. Okay.
Yeah. Triple X
or Triple X. I want to give a quick moment of silence before we start, just for the gentleman, because you know. Young lives have been lost, you know what I'm saying? As well as Jimmy Wapo, who's also passed away the same day, right?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, so quick thing.
But yo, on a quick note, sorry to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, if we're going to do moments of silence for people that got murdered, we should be doing that shit when people happen in our city, too.
Oh, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. And you know, it also brings us to the point where we also need to, we need to try to keep the violence down in the city. It's getting crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a summer officially yet.
Yeah.
Well, today's the first day.
Tomorrow. Yeah, 21st is.
Just 21st,
6:07.
There you go.
Yeah. So first day of summer. Right?
Almanac.
We, you know, so now that it is the first day of summer, right? You know, prior to that, it's been getting pretty heated. Kind of, can we try to cool it down, Toronto? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because, like, you're right, we should be having moments of silence for people in our own city as well, but I don't want to have to make it a trend.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make it a trend either. I'm not saying it should be a trend, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, XXXTentacion, he died at 20 years old. His name was Jesse Dwayne Offroy, right? He was... he was murdered in a robbery. Oh, right?
Sounds like you're saying he was robbing someone for a second. No.
Yeah, they tried to rob him while he was going to buy a motorcycle, or after he left the motorcycle shop, and shot him dead on the scene. Right, he was dead when they brought him to hospital. There's a couple of things that have been happening because this hip hop scene has been going crazy. Right, his memorial was yesterday. Right,
turned into a mosh pit.
Yeah, it turned into a mosh pit. His girl tried to go, or his ex girl, who was. You know, in the whole issues that he was having, the accusations and stuff, the domestic.
Yeah.
She went and she was hiked out of the place, right? And apparently they burned the stuff that she bought as far as gifts for him.
Wow. Right?
I'm not going to read the whole thing that she had there for him. But it's one thing that's crazy.
It's just sad, yo. Like, but the man was even just the way how he was talking, like before.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. Like, you know, energy is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And he was directing some negative energy towards himself.
Definitely.
Even though he was trying to be positive, he was also putting out negative energy at the same time. And it's like that negative energy...
It perpetuates itself, basically.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. Sometimes you just gotta just chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just mentally and just relax for a second. But RIP to that young man.
Yeah, RIP Triple X.
RIP to the other man in Pittsburgh.
Yep, RIP to Johnny Wapo. He was shot in the face the same day.
Wow.
He had also had a couple of attempts on his life before, like two different attempts where he's been shot before.
Wow.
And he lived both times. So this, the third time, right?
That sucks.
It caught up with him. One thing that's crazy also, a crazy number, XXXTentacion's numbers, his streaming sales or his numbers, had risen... 1,603% after death.
Yeah, I've seen a number like that.
On the bill, you know what I mean? And he's went to number one on the Billboard charts, right? Or the top 10.
You know the line Biggie said.
You're nobody until somebody kills you.
Right, and it's sad. Like,
hopefully and we can R.I.P. Biggie Smalls.
Yes, for sure.
You know what I mean? And R.I.P. Tupac, because that was the first thing that came to my mind right away when I seen that. I was like, this reminds me of Pac and Big.
We just hope no one else has to pass away a violent death like that.
One question I want to ask before we get to our top six list. Do you think that rappers are rapping their own obituaries?
Sometimes some are, you know. Some are really glorifying it and calling it on themselves, but others just stumble, you know.
Next question I also have, are we desensitized to death via social media? Because there was that thing that was going around, you know, of the man in the car.
That really bothered me, man, to see him like that in his car, passed away, and people... I seen one video, someone tried to check his pulse, like someone actually tried to check and see if he whatever, but the simple fact that so many people just pulled out their cell phones and...
Yeah, they went for the phone instead of like the
you know what I'm saying? They only stopped so they could post, you know what I mean? So it's like, it sucks, but it's just, we're all fucked up. Social media is fucking up a lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, like...
People want that quick viral moment, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about right now. Trying to get that viral moment, you know?
You got your phone there, right? Your phone's there for a reason. It's technically to make phone calls, right?
Well, you know, when they first envisioned this, they probably weren't envisioning that, you know, people are going to use it like social media crazy and, you know, walking around the streets like zombies. Mm. Or maybe they did, and this is what they wanted. You know, it's a program, a plan, you know? So at the end of the day, you just got to be aware of your surroundings and aware of what you wish upon yourself is all I'm saying.
And I'm going to take that question and redirect it at you guys, the audience, comment gang strong. Let us know, is social media desensitizing us to death? And do you think that rappers are rapping their own deaths? You know what I mean? And their own obituaries, basically. What's going on here in the background?
What's going on?
Hit the mute.
Sound,
hit
man.
The mute.
What happened?
Hit the mute.
Okay. aggressive.
We're having some technical difficulties on the scene, but we are. We'll be all right.
We'll figure it out. We got it. We're not new to this.
So, okay, we're going to get to our, let's get to some, you know, lighter topics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And back in the city. Let's get to our top six songs in Toronto.
So you got the list now from the 10.
I do.
Friday added a couple more tracks to the list.
I did. So let me get this list up here. All right, so those 10 songs that were like found during the week, Toronto just came through strong, dropping mad tunes. Mad artists dropped tunes this week. There's even more than the 10 that I had on my little Rickademics video or whatever that I dropped.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But I went through the comments on Instagram as well as on YouTube to see who are the names that are popping up the most.
Yeah.
And then from then I was able to narrow down to 6. And out of that 6, we've put it in order now.
Okay.
So the top 6 songs in Toronto this week. Y'all ready for this now? Hold on, let me get the fucking air horns.
Friday been waiting, itching.
All right.
Itching.
An intro song for the top 6.
a little intro music.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put them in order. Order chosen by the people. First on the list here, Loco City, Love My Block.
Okay. He followed up with another banger after CP24.
Yeah. They got another one. And video is crazy.
I'm waiting to see the Young Boy Problem and the Local collab. They're both from the same block, so
we'll see.
I'm waiting patiently.
Bleaker in the motherfucking building.
If you guys are watching and you're listening, we're waiting on the collab, Young Boy Problem and Local.
And Local City.
Local City, yeah.
Next on our list, we have T-Jin and French.
Ah.
Forward. Jeez. Yo, that video has been like holding. They've been holding on to like the preview from Time. Seen that shit on Instagram. And now finally they dropped the video. It's out
there. They
know
to hype up their videos. They know how to do it. Like with the whip or what is that? Is it? With Pangs or Tutu.
Oh.
And the beat at the beginning of Griselda Blanco, the Ryan did it, and then that video dropped. Yeah, man.
Building that anticipation.
Yes,
so
that's what they do. They can build up anticipation. They figure out, they have a nice little way to do it.
Yeah, so shout out to CLE, not Cleveland. Free the dogs, them. You know what I mean? Hold your head to Pengs and Tutu, dealing with what they got to deal with. Next on the list here, 365, Bussin'. Big tune. And the people were coming out strong. Like, we're in a Actually, no, I skipped one. My bad.
Friday be doing that. Friday Sorry. Skipped one last. What, he skipped number 9. He only put out 9 tracks originally.
Side note. Yeah. Exact side note where we were going. I'm following you. We're down that street right over there.
All
right. I put up 9 on the list for the first video. And I was like, the top 10 list. Blah, blah, blah. All confident and shit. Went through the 10. Put the list down. I'm there looking and I'm like, why does it go from 2 to 4? Where's number 3? And I was like, oh shit, there's only 9 on this list. So I added somebody to the list. Shout out to Northside Benji, who got added to the top 10 list. Unfortunately, not on the 6, but he got added to the top 10. You know what I mean? So shout out to you. But number 4 on the list, Young Tory featuring Young Jizzle, Dripset.
Okay.
Ooh. Young Tory's like,
he's doing his thing.
He's a regular to this list. If we were 106 in Park, he would be Mr. 106 in Park. He'd be like the new age Bow Wow.
That's a serious claim right there, Friday.
Well, shit, he gets on the list like every 2 weeks. That means he's got a video like almost every 2 weeks.
No.
Oh shit.
No, Friday made that bad.
So I've just asked if we think we're 106 in Park.
Friday may think that. None of that over here. Sorry, we're far from that.
But shout out to them, though. I follow Roxy. Roxy's still hot as fuck.
Yo, Roxy's one bad woman. Obviously, she's not the original, but
Free,
you know.
I don't know what she's doing. Free was like 80 back then. My bad.
You said she was like 80 back then?
My bad. I'm sorry.
Whoa, why did you just do that to Free, bro?
I'm sorry.
Yo, why would you do that? why would you do that? Why would you do that to Free? No, that wasn't right, bro.
Okay. Let's get back to the list.
You're going to have to make a retraction on that one,
Friday. Bro, got me sweating now.
She's not 80, bro.
Same year. Okay, back to the list here. So, number 3 on the list. 365, Bussin'.
All right.
Big fucking tune. The video is fucking gully, too, bro. So, shout out to them, man. There. We're getting to the top 2 now, eh?
Okay.
Okay, so this is chosen 2? By the people. Swaggerite. Featuring Kid Boo, Chain on My Neck.
Okay.
Video shot in LA. Big up to Goldmine Media once again.
Gems keeps working, boy.
Yeah. So shout out to Swagger, right? We're looking for you on the podcast real soon. Yeah, it's a thing.
Definitely.
Now the number 1 on the list here. So the number 1 for the top 6 songs in Toronto this week. All right.
Drum roll. This is not a phaser. Oh, he went with it.
That was a phaser. Tizzy Stax, Don't Cross Me.
Okay.
Hey.
Nice. Number one in the city.
You know what I'm saying? As by us.
As voted
curated,
by his peers.
You know what I'm saying? So we love hip hop. And Jesus Christ, it's the first day of summer for real. I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
Not yet.
I know, right?
It is hot today. It is a hot day.
Shout out to you, Sav.
Sav always on point.
So before we get into any of the things that we are working on today, because we got a lot of things to cover, okay? I want to know one thing.
Smokey, what y'all smoking on?
Okay, let me try this again with the speaker up.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
For the people at work. I got you.
Trust me.
Okay, so courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries, we have more Tom Ford.
Okay, Tom Ford was nice.
Yeah. I don't pop mollies, I smoke Tom Ford. That's the Canadian version. You hear the accent there?
Doug Ford.
I smoke Tom Ford.
Dougie now, man.
That's that damn Tom Ford.
It's a Dougie life now around here.
You know what I'm saying?
They voted the PC into power.
Jeez.
Yep.
What's this?
That what was something you took out of one of these bags on the table here.
Oh, what is it? Is it?
Yes, sir. I think so it's the Tom Ford.
No, this is some Comatose Pink.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
And what I have in my container? I got the green crack again.
There's nothing else there on the paper. Hey, don't let me give you the phaser, Savvy.
What's going on with the off-camera war?
Okay, so Mother Earth Deliveries, hit them up if you want to get the deliveries. Hit them up at meds.medidispensary.ca. On IG, it's Mother Earth Deliveries TO. focused on the highest quality products, same day delivery in the GTA, free delivery when ordering. Go to the app and put the code WLHH for free delivery.
So I'm gonna say something about empty pipes.
All right, Wovicky.
Oh boy.
Wovicky was in town. Okay. She was in town on Sunday.
For what?
I don't know. She was here. She was stunting. She had some racks. She thought they were big racks. These racks were not very big. I look at all this Canadian money. Hey, early morning, late nights. Find that clip right there. Look at all this Canadian money. Right? Yeah. So, we know, we did our little...
Hey, what was the common gang like?
Well, I think we seen her on Six Buzz or some shit. Shout out to Six Buzz. Right? Now, boom. We hollered. Say, yo, let me see if we can get at her. Right? Got it, you know.
You hollered at her Friday? We hollered at her?
Okay. I made some attempts. I didn't holler at her directly, but I made some attempts. You know, some people I know. You know what I'm saying?
Friday trying to get the door open.
Right? Say, you know what? Where we love hip-hop, you know? We're the game in town that you need to come see and do an interview. We've been talking about you on the show. I'm not saying this is the conversation, but this is my thought process, right? So, because we're not going to act like she's fucking hip-hop, okay? Let's just get that clear. But it would have, could have put her on the sixth list. We could have had her, an interview with Wovicky. Check what she says. Her and her boy Bones, the next black youth that was in the fucking video. With Snoop. I'm sorry, Snoop. Me. They want $1,000 each. She won't do the interview unless he's in it. Mm-hmm. And they need a rack each. Okay, so one thing. I have a whoa. Is there a whoa sound effects in there? No whoa sound effect. Okay, well, you know what? Fuck you, old Vicky, because I know she's over 18.
There's a no.
Right? That's a no. Okay. Bad Bobby got more bars than you. Okay. Just know that.
Not taking shots now.
If we're gonna go into the shit rap category, as far as shit in a shit barrel goes, she has less shittier bars than you have. Wow. There we go.
Friday went there.
There you go. So that's the message for Wovicky. We have an interview that we're gonna be dropping today with our episode, and I'm just gonna be letting y'all know now. Okay. It's gonna be a controversial one. It was with an artist that we interviewed last week by the name of Top Gunna.
Yes.
Now he's, there's been posts all over the news and all these different things talking about how he's implicated in some kind of that case that happened last week with the young children, with the young little girls. The tragic fucking case.
Okay? Very tragic.
Now, I want to send our prayers and, apologies to the families if they take any offense when... this interview is posted. You know what I'm saying? We understand the severity of the issue that he is accused of.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, on a side note of this thing, I also want to say that anybody is innocent until proven guilty.
Sure.
Right? We're in an age of where media shows everything now, so people are already assumed that everybody is guilty in the case. But
yeah, in the court of public opinion.
But in the court of law, he is still has not been tried. So let's keep that in mind as well. But as far as with the crime, it's an inexcusable crime. I don't fucking condone of it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And the We Love Hip Hop podcast as a whole does not condone of any of the types of activities that could happen prior or after any of the interviews that we do. Right?
Yeah.
So, for the people who enjoy the young man's music, and they want to hear a little bit more about his process and the different things and how he got to where he got musically, then take in the interview and enjoy that.
That's okay. It.
Winner of the Respect the Process Challenge.
Oh, we have a winner?
Yes.
Okay.
Where's my...
Where's your phasers? Phasers on stun.
Where's that? Blood clot. Oh, no, because I turned off the damn thing. Here we go. All right.
Okay. The work horn.
So, big congratulations to RC Galaxy.
RC Galaxy, all right.
Hey!
We have a winner, folks.
We have a winner. Mm. He made it all the way to the end, and this is the May round. Be aware that the June round is still going on. So keep on sending bars if you want to get in to.
So this bracket is he's the winner of the bracket.
He's the winner of the bracket from May. Okay. He went through all the gauntlet of rappers. There's a few people who dropped out of the competition. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he kept on going. The last day, we added Double O to the competition that he was in with Huncho Prime. Right?
Yeah.
And Double O came with a verse late. So I made a second post with Double O with all three of them. And RC Galaxy still came through on top. Because I'm also considering the first post that we did. Yeah. Right? I'm not going to take that first post away from the man's.
No, I mean, because not at all.
The third man came in late. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Congratulations to RC Galaxy.
Yes, definitely.
I'll be hollering at you, and we're going to be getting a live, full, professional recording of you killing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bang.
And we'll find another beat for that one as well. Yeah. Right? So shout out to T Major. Shout out to Amir the Terrorist. Shout out to Chirac on the Chirac Productions.
Tweezy.
Shout out to Big Tweez. Shout out to Sajad and CM The Plug.
Okay.
Wow, we had a lot of beats in there.
We still have more beats coming, right?
More beats on the way. And send beats if you wanna get in there. Okay.
If you're a producer, send beats.
Yeah.
And then what else? Yes, so the making of a song.
Yes, Tight Beat Roulette. It's created by LCD Artist, who's Six List alumni, the first Six List guest.
Right? Okay, that's why he looked familiar.
Yeah. So shout out to LCD Artist.
The Hennessy and the Jeep.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's created
this program where he shows the making of a song in 2 minutes. Like, he condenses the song making part into 2 minutes. But like, he shows the writing process, you know, listening to the beat. Maybe if you're going and laying, like, not a vocal, but like, you know, just the melody
or
whatever.
His process, basically.
His process. And, you know, if you're a serious artist and want to continue making music and want to show people your process.
Yeah, if you don't mind showing people your craft, you know, letting them behind the velvet rope.
Yeah.
As they would say.
You know, behind the smoke and mirrors, let us see
exactly.
What I want.
Exactly.
All right. So if you want to get in, holler at us, email us, welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. We'll take your submissions and see what I go on.
For sure.
Right? As well as the Respect the Process Challenge. We're still taking submissions.
Yes. Don't forget to send in those submissions.
What else I got here? I think I got one. Oh, do you want to see videos on the YouTube channel? You know, youtube.com.
What do you mean by that?
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say the same thing. What do you mean by videos? It's already a videos channel on YouTube.
As you sip coffee. Now, we have welovehiphop.com. Oh, sorry. YouTube.com/welovehiphop, right?
Yes.
Remember to subscribe. Subscribe.
Yeah, like. Subscribe.
I should have said that in the beginning of the program, but whatever. However.
You said it now.
It's being said now. If you want to see music videos, so if you're an artist, you got a new music video, you want to premiere it, and you see how other sites will premiere a music video, you know, shout out to other sites like 6buzz. Sometimes you'll see the directors of the music videos posting.
Yeah.
We're about almost at 10,000 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? People, comment gang is strong. Everybody's very engaged into what's going on.
Yes.
The subscriber numbers and none of that shit is fake.
And big up to all the people that approached me in the street. I appreciate the love, yo. Thank you.
I got in my feelings for a second. Anyhow.
Friday always be getting in his feelings when he's ready.
Petty Spaghetti. Cancer season has begun.
Petty Spaghetti. Friday's on that.
Not yet. 25th, right? 22nd?
Yeah, 22nd. I don't know who got Friday upset, but someone got Friday upset.
Oh, I need that sample. I'm upset. 50,000 on my head. I'm
disrespectful. Is that disrespect? No?
That's a disrespecting one.
A disrespect.
500,000, then he'll accept.
Yo, I'm surprised. Yo, we haven't heard your Watch How You Speak On My Name. I haven't heard that sound effect in forever.
No?
It's just Sound Effect King.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that was
more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name.
Jeez!
You're the manager.
And more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name.
It's cool, Abby.
What happened? It got sensitive there. Just said it went double time, eh?
He was talking to me. Yeah. But yeah, that video is also pretty cool. But we got so much different things to get to. The video was dope.
Which video?
Grassy video thing?
I seen a clip on them showing it around, but I haven't seen the full video.
Me like it. And then the hot chick there that was so and so from Spike's daughter from back in the days, she's blossomed very well.
Right? Yo, one thing about that show, if you've watched it ever, the whole, like, the cast stays in tune. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the whole cast
is, like, from day one, like, there's still, like, original cast members on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think Drizzy still hangs out with them?
Well, some, I don't know.
They're hanging, they're popping up in pictures.
Probably, maybe now, maybe now they be popping up a little bit more, you know? Who knows?
Pulling up on him like, I'm upset. Anyhow, let's get to a break.
Yeah, sure, let's do that.
We got a tune here by LNC Capo, a tune called Pain.
All right.
Let's hope that YouTube doesn't slap us with a commercial right now, because I feel like we're due a commercial.
You see.
Unless it's our content.
Get through. Crack the matrix. Crack the matrix. Yeah, let the song start, man.
I'm gonna spark up a split for this one. Shout out to LNC Capo.
Told my niggas in the trap, they ain't never coming home. Remember late nights when we didn't have a home? Who was driving shit, standing shit with the chrome?
Yes.
Nah, nigga up, tryna buy mama home. Nah, nigga up, tryna buy mama home. Seen a lot of shit, got it all on my own. Everybody fake, but status.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, so we are back. We are back with our interview now. I'm really excited for this one right here. You know, I've been looking forward to it. Like, our comment gang is usually strong, always looking forward to shit, but this is what I'm looking forward to personally myself. You know what I'm saying? Part of the reason is because I like bars, right? We appreciate all the music that we get.
Bars, cadence.
Yes. I like me some bars and fucking punchlines, yeah. Flow patterns, being in the pocket, all those things. And
yes,
this
rhyme patterns, definitely.
This is something that our guest right here definitely exhibits every fucking time I hear a tune. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can pick out something in each track.
Yeah, yeah. So with no further ado, we have Top Gunner in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The whole, you know, shout out, don't get close. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, you thanks for coming said? Through, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that. And people have been asking.
Yeah, no, I know people have been asking, but I'm like, yo, fuck what they say today. I want this nigga in here. You know what I'm saying?
This is Friday's night.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let me ask you quickly to start off. And it's just like a weird off question. For the age that I feel that you are and like the type of music that is, why do you rap instead of like mumble?
Why I rap instead of mumble?
Yeah, like what makes you want to rap and not?
It's because I was rapping before that even came into play.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, like so, when you were first starting, like how do you come up with flow patterns and stuff like that?
Fuck, man! I used to listen to like Jadakiss, Meek Mill, and but like strictly like every day. Even the same song, fucking Styles P, Jadakiss, Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like fucking almost like exercise.
The Toronto rapper was like Sam G every day. It was like those type of rappers. It's like, that's just how I rap.
Yo, quick question.
So I just, off of that.
Yeah.
You're in the Grunt video?
In the growing up video? No, I'm not in the Grunt video.
Oh, the growing up video?
I'm not in the Grunt video.
Was Sam G the Sam G video? Okay.
I'm not in any of his videos that are out. Okay. There's a couple that just haven't, they're not going to be out, but they're not going to come out.
But, okay. You know. Yeah, but that grew up too.
Free,
is a big one.
Free G. Free Sam G, Free GT, Free Plugger, you know, Free Money, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know how it goes. Mm. You know.
And even with the flows, like, do you like usually have a beat first and you start writing to it, or do you have like a couple like punchlines in your pocket that you might be like, you know, I'm gonna use this later?
I write tracks and go back to it.
Mm.
I stop for like all a week, 2 weeks, I'll go back to it. I'll write a track and start a new one right after it.
Yeah.
I go back. Sometimes I finish a track in the studio. Sometimes I'll go in the studio and just make a track.
Yeah.
Like everyone else probably does, you know?
Yeah.
But There's bars I write for tracks, and I definitely take it out and don't even write that track and put it in the next and just put it all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I'm
like
saying?
Something that you were just like, oof, yeah, that one right there.
There's even tracks that I wrote, and I'll write the whole track. Near the end of the track, I'll think of something, and I'll just erase the whole track. I'll just start off again.
Yeah.
I always look at tracks like, how would I think of the track if I first listened to it? All my tracks. Like,
mm.
You see what I'm saying? Certain people, I can't really ask for their judgment because certain niggas just, certain my niggas just always like my tracks.
Yeah.
But there's some of them that I always ask. Those are the guys that, you know, you get a check mark from them, should be good to go.
Yeah, that non-biased opinion.
Should be good to go. Yeah, they don't care. You, the hard judge.
Trash, yo. That shit was trash. Go back to the lab, my nigga. Like, yeah. Yo. You know I love you and shit like that. Shit's trash though. Like you could do better.
Yeah.
There's those. There's everyone that's in the music game should have at least one person like that in their corner that just keeps them like, you know what? Everything I write is fire.
I need to hear Simon Cowell's opinion.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And it, you know, it shows that you actually care about like the bars that you're putting down. It's not like a lot of rappers. Like I feel like these days you're getting music that sometimes sounds half done.
You know, or rushed.
Mean? Yeah. Where a lot of lyricists will go back and be like, you know what? Let me go back and fix
fine
that bar
touch,
right there. Do you find yourself doing that sometimes? Like you listen to a track and you're like, you know what? That right, that bar 12 to here, I was a little bit out of the pocket. Let me go back in and fix that right there.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm.
All the time.
Yeah.
I asked about him, yo, this is even, I don't even think of it. But they guys bless. I do all the time.
Mm.
All the time. I have different versions, like even... no, none of the tracks I dropped yet, but there'll be a track that drops soon where like I have a different version of it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I have a different sound, different version. It's the same sound, but I just sound different.
Okay.
You get it? Same flow, same words, everything. I just sound different, like, you know. I just don't like how the delivery sounds on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
To make a new one on the next day.
Right. Yeah. So you were like, you're a perfectionist, I would say.
Fuck, I try to be.
Nothing wrong with that.
Especially
when it comes to your craft, when you're making music.
Mm. But, you know, it's just starting, you know? We're just starting.
Yeah.
How long have you been rapping?
2011. Seven years.
Not that long. Yeah. Okay, so let's go back. Before rapping and all that.
Yeah.
Like, give me a little bit like about the upbringing and stuff like that. What ends were you in? Because like when I listen to the music, I don't really get a...
All right, let's get this all. Let's do it.
What ends are you repping?
I'm not from region. I'm not from. People DM me this all the time.
Yes,
I just ignore them. I just no. Obviously, I'm not gonna answer them. I'm not from any of those. You see what I'm saying? When I was born and raised in Midland, Eglinton, Gilder, moved out to Ajax. You see what I'm saying? Like grade three, grade four.
Yeah.
Out to Ajax. By grade 10, I was out of Ajax, all around, just around, just moving around.
So basically, elementary and a bit of high school, you're in Ajax.
Yeah. So it's whatever you want to call it. Where am I from? I don't care.
No, that's not, no.
No, no, I know. No, no. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the people.
For sure.
I get questions like this every day.
I can imagine.
DMs, every day.
Oh, for
in
sure.
The comments is everywhere. So,
and plus, you're a man that like your videos get a lot of views. So when you see a person who gets a lot of like engagement, then people are going to be in the DM. They want to know a lot of things. You know what I mean? So you have a lot of fans that want to know things about you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a natural thing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So even being like that, you moved out to those ends, right? And it's like a different kind of, it's like a different lifestyle to what's going on sometimes in the boroughs and shit. What was like high school like over there?
Oh, lit.
Oh, this nice. Did you see that nice fond man, big smile came up? Oh, yeah.
Give me lit. A fond high school memory.
High school.
What were the chicks good. Like?
You see another big smile like, oh, yeah. You don't even need to say
at that age. At that age, yeah. Like, that's when it was all happening.
Yeah.
The smile, you know, speaks a
going
lot
into
of
grade
audience.
Nine, that's where it's just like, yeah, this is how it is in high school. This is how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
It's like, you know when you go to the orientation before school starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And summer school, grade 8 finished, going into summer school. No. Yeah.
Grade 8 to grade 9 high school.
No. I think it was grade 9 going to summer school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After that too. Yeah. Those times be. Like, yeah, 2009, 2010. It was lit.
Okay.
But 2010, after grade 10, I moved.
Okay.
So I was out of there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm thinking to myself, like, they're probably looking at you like, holy shit, you know, they see you from a different ends boom, gravitate to you.
Yeah, no, just the link up is just, it just happened, people to people link, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm speaking on links. How did the Don't Get Close, how did you guys link? Like, how did you end up getting
in the studio one day? I was with Sam G, in Dungeon, first of all. You weren't rapping in Dungeon. G. You were not even rapping before. Around those times.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, so tell me, like, what
in
a
the
session
East, in the East, I'll say. In the East. You know, West, they probably had their own place.
That's not open no more.
In the East. Huh?
That's not open no more.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's a session like at the Dungeon? Like, describe one of those, like, Dungeon sessions.
Dungeon's live, man. Dungeon's live. It's nice. Nice sessions, you know?
Like a lot of blood smoking.
So you guys met
and that's where we met. They had a session. We had a session with him.
That was it.
They know certain people.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet them first time. They heard the first track I ever dropped. I heard their first track. From there, linked up one day at his next studio. Yeah.
It's been family ever since.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can expect the collab soon, right?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. All right.
Okay. All right. Is it already, like, in the makings or in the top?
There's a verse. I'm Lofton. I am Lofton.
Oh, okay.
I'm Lofton.
Right. So he's had his half done.
No,
he's
waiting on you. He done sent me a track I'm supposed to jump on. I'm Lofton.
All right.
Okay, well, I got to him. One thing about him. He's on top. He's always, like,
well,
for the music.
Well, you can tell by,
like,
his releases that he's constantly working.
Yeah.
He's sick with it. One thing even I want to know, with the amount of, like, traction that you get on social media, like, how do you stay relevant? How do you make yourself relevant on social media, like, to cut through the traffic of everybody else?
It's hard. The promo, you're talking about promo, it's hard still. The promo is hard. You don't have... I have, like, a couple people that post my shit. Mm-hmm. And then the blogs, like, there's 4 Toronto rappers. Shout out 2Bridge. Shout out 6Buzz and shout out.
Yeah, I see them
6Words.
Doing it.
They really, I'll message them. They, you know, we have a little, I send them my shit. They post it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
They're cool. I like them. Other than that, it's hard. Like, I have 1-2 other people, you know, in the city that are doing their thing. They post my shit. I fuck with them. Yeah, the dogs, and that's really it.
It's like an organic.
That's really it. Yeah, like, that's really it.
Yeah, you know? And it makes me also wonder, like, as a lyricist, right? But as a young lyricist, what do you see, like, what kind of crowd do you see gravitating to you most?
Around my age and, like, the 20s.
You got,
like,
a lot of old heads hitting you up?
The youths are bumping me too, so.
Okay.
Like, the teenagers, you know, in the 20s, bro. My age group.
Well, we're bumping it too. We're some old heads. We're bumping it too, so don't worry about that.
So fuck, there it goes.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. I like how you jump on to play with it. You know what I'm saying? Catch your op out of the band. Out of the coop. the way you do those. Yo, listen to me. Those. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Facts. I want to take a quick second here to give a quick shout out to one thing that we have going on. We got the party I want to mention again. It's July 13th over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge. We're doing the live event of the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Everybody can come through. We got tickets that are selling right now. Hit us up at WeLoveHipHopToronto @gmail.com. If you want to get your tickets right now, we're not doing any tickets at the door. All right? So it's going to be sort of a private event, even though we're publicly telling everybody about it. All right? Shout out to DJ Law. He's going to be in the place spinning, as well as Shorty Raw is going to be in the building. September is going to be in the building.
C4.
All right. So come through Youngsterdam Lounge, 529 Young Street. That's what's up. All right. Okay. So let's get back into our questions here. We got Top Gun in the building.
TG.
You know what I'm saying? TG, Don't Get Close.
Okay.
There's, like, rap beefs and stuff that could be going on in the like the major ones I hear is, like, the Pusha T and Drake, right? Everybody's, like, on that shit, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And you know, that's the most public feud that I know. What are your views on rap beef? And, like, sometimes, like, because I hear a few bars, you be sending some
the
shots.
Drake track sounds better. You play it more.
Yeah, it's
A better track.
It's a lyrical track.
Right.
Pusha T track, he just dealt with him. He's fucked.
See, that's the same. That's the way I feel about it. It's like, yo, Pusha T shit was good. Mm-hmm. It was shock value, all of that. But the Drake.
But like, okay, have you bumped Pusha T's track more than 3 times?
Not really.
Nah. The Drake right. one's been pumping.
The Pusha T diss track.
The Adonis. The Adonis.
Okay, have you bumped Drake's diss track more than 3 times?
I listened to it once or twice, but not 3 times. I won't lie.
Okay.
Well,
see, I personally haven't. I heard both in this.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I don't really care.
Right.
But then,
but yeah.
Now that yeah. there's no response, yeah. it's like.
Those, Drake responded? No. I don't think he needs to respond.
Well, just the reason I'm asking that question is because it's a competitive sport.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So. As a former rapper, you know what I mean? I've fucking been writing and I've sent shots. But I hear you got a few tracks, you're sending shots. What's going on? Like, who and why did the shots begin sent?
I don't talk about that on here.
Nah, you don't
talk
about
it? Like, it's all for the streets, right?
You don't want to talk about it, that's fine. We can go and move on to something else.
We could definitely move on.
But, you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's factual.
Well, I just appreciate hearing good music like, at the end of the day.
What you hear is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it is what it is. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a quick question, though. And the one slot, you're like, it gets, like, when Flemo niggas catch, see an op. Is that any meaning? Is that, like,
with No. That's just, like, a certain term that...
That's what like
a couple of my dogs from there.
Yeah, okay. See, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. It's not like you're sending a shot at like because
no.
Some people may think, shot. Oh, is he dissing mans from Flemo?
No.
You know, like
a couple of my dogs from Flemo.
Yeah. No, so that's I'm just trying to clear because you know, I'm thinking, what does he mean by that? Is it just a man in they know and they're like, yeah, we're gonna get that, or is it something else? Right.
Yeah.
Just want to clear that up.
Yeah. You know, that's the product of being a lyricist, though, because people.
People don't even know what you're really saying.
And they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out. Dissect it.
They're like, the way that the patterns and everything, and you know, the metaphors are like, that's sick. What does this mean? What does that mean? So you're going to get those questions more than the guy, the quote-unquote mumble rappers, because like that's very easy to just pick up off the hop.
Yeah
you have, like saying? I said, catch the opera, the back of the... Coop. Like, yo, the way you do that, go back to see Drew and get... You know, like, all of those, the way your flow patterns go, it's like, it's entertaining to hear, you know? It's like, what's next? With the mumble rappers, it's like, okay, they're cool, but... Yeah. I want to hear something more exciting. More, you know, and you provide that, plus you give lyrics. Different, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different thing, and man, want to just...
And if you really think of it, it's not even really different. It's just me, like, I'm just... It's not even really bringing it back. It's just I'm just different because everyone else is doing whatever they're doing. It's the same
it's
thing.
It's refreshing. That doing, it's just to hear something different. Yeah. It's just refreshing. You know what I mean?
Facts. What's your favorite thing to do outside of rap?
Listen, I'm boring. I am boring, but like, you know what what I haven't done in a long time, which I did the other day, was travel.
Mm.
That's something I want to start doing a lot. Is travel. Yeah.
If you can but get really, across,
I'm like, I don't like think to do like. I don't go to clubs. I don't really do nothing like that. You know.
Yeah.
Chill with my dogs. Spend time with my dogs. You know. That's it. If whatever pops up. You know. Celebrations, holidays. All that.
This is a question Friday would usually ask. So, like, if you weren't doing rap, what would you be doing? Anything else?
I'd be getting to the money, man. Get to the money, baby.
All right.
That's it, right?
Acting, sports, directing, artists, like drawing, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, any other hidden talents other than rap?
Other hidden talents, I wouldn't really say other hidden talents, no. You know, I would have had to try to do something. But one thing that a lot of my people are mentioning is, like, real estate. Go to class for real estate.
There you go, okay.
A couple of my dogs do, like, trucking, but for the oils, you know? Good money. Out the area.
Yeah.
A couple of shit you could do.
Okay. Dope.
But no, nothing really. Like, it's rapping and let's get to the money, you know?
Yeah. Even when you were talking about with traveling and wanting to travel more, like, are you able to go to States?
Nah.
Ah.
But, who cares about the States?
Us neither.
There's a whole bunch of other places. I want to go to UK.
Mm.
I want to go to UK.
Man knows the world's bigger than the United States.
Yes.
I want to go to UK.
Okay, do a European tour.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be blessed. Nice. That'd be blessed.
Yeah. And like, you got like a lot of tracks that are you dropped. When can we expect like a full project together?
Okay, so I dropped ISO 2 like last year. I'm gonna drop ISO. I'm not even gonna drop ISO 3. What I wanted to do was TG versus Chopper, because before I used to have my name as Chopper, you know.
Okay.
I wanted to do TG versus Chopper. Let's see what happens, how the fans react. I don't know what's gonna happen, you know.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that in like September, October on my birthday.
Okay.
But right now I'm just flooded. I'm just gonna flood it with videos. Like, I'm about to drop something like 2.5-3 weeks. It's good. We're good to go.
Okay. And how you get the name Top Gunner?
Really from flipping. It's like G, and those guys, you know, in HS, you know.
Yeah.
And it still is HS, you know. Mm-hmm. Certain reasons why it's not set on, you know. It's not.
You had the name Chopper before, you said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had Chopper before. I'm generally called Chopper. People still call me Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My people still call me Chopper.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
TG is just really music. The rap name. Okay. Yeah.
Who would you love to collabo with if you had any chance?
Anybody, dead or alive. Money's not an option.
Jadakiss and Lil Herb, I want to collab with.
That's a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Jadakiss and Lil Herb, I want to collab with.
Lil Herbo, Jadakiss. Mm-hmm. It's been mentioned a couple of times on this show.
Yeah. So, we got the project coming soon, right?
Yeah. No. Project will be here this year, 2018, 100%. Okay.
But you're just flooding them with mixtapes. Videos.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so you have 3 videos out right now.
Yeah.
When's the next one? You say you're dropping the next video soon?
Yeah.
Okay. See, anticipation.
Okay. So we got Top Gunner in the building. I want to hold you for a moment because we have a session.
What, Smoke and Mirrors?
A Smoke and Mirrors session is called.
Smoke weed every day.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Okay, so let's get into the Smoke and Mirror segment. We got Dre Bars in the building. You know what I'm saying? All right. There was something that I was bringing up earlier in the week, and people are getting really, really, really engaged in this shit, right? Is the rappers paying for views. Are rappers paying for views, right? And I'm gonna break it down with the 2 different types of views, all right? I'm talking about fake views, all right?
Bots.
The bots, the robots.
The botty bots.
Right? Now, there's views that people can pay for promotions, like Facebook does promotions, Google does promotions through YouTube, and those views are not going to be organic.
The sponsored posts.
Sponsored posts, different things like that. They're not organic, but they're real. I'm talking about fake bots. Like, some dude in Pakistan or somewhere hits you up, and I'm saying this out of like actual real
get
thing
you 1,000 followers.
Right? I'll tell you a quick story. Okay, I had this shit happen. This is when I realized this phenomenon has happened. 2012. I just came home about a year before that.
About that time.
Right, and I was like, I was green to this shit. A man hit me online like, "Yo, me make your videos go 30,000 views for like $50 or some shit," and I was like, "Oh shit, it's lit." You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even a thing back then.
Oh shit, that's fleek.
Whatever the fuck was, right? So I'm like, yo, boom.
Listen, that's hype.
Yeah, that's hype. That's it. Fleek's even too old for that one.
PayPal up. Yeah, I hooked up a PayPal account, I think, for the first time them times, and sent the man the thing, and I started seeing the video start booming. And then I started seeing the comments, "Ooh, your music good. Great to make love to."
What the fuck?
Brad Jordan, John Smith. Yo, lovely song. What? Why does John Smith have like an accent?
You know what just hit me, bro? Girls pay the most for views or followers. Mm-hmm. I think girls pay the most because if you see the comments on bitches' pages, it's comments like that right now. It's all of that.
Bum.
We're Indian man and them thing there.
Yeah.
Right, this exposed the game.
But back to the rappers, they pay for views, straight up. I believe so, because some guys, who the fuck are you?
Who the
pussy clad are you? Never met you or seen you or heard of you or nothing. You drop a thing, and it just lick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Check the comments.
Right? Yeah, yeah. How many likes and dislikes?
Mm. But right. That's where you could pay for the likes and pay for comments. All you can pay for the whole package.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How much you want to pay? How much you want to pay? Oh, so we got the basic package. You know what I'm saying? We got the premier like basic package.
Cable in them.
And we got the VIP make your shit lit package.
30K, like 50K, exactly. 100K. Yo, oh. The video started going crazy.
My question is, though, why are they paying for views?
Perception.
To be accepted?
Well, okay, here's the philosophy behind it, okay?
That's clout, no?
It's partially clout, but before clout was even a word, it's perception. When people pull up on a video, if they see that you only have like 200 views, they're going to be like, and your song could be sick. It could be amazing.
It's true. It's true.
They'll be like, that shit ain't lit. Next. Factual. But they pull up on a video that has 30,000 views and they're like, oh, it's lit. I got to hear this too. It's follow fashion culture.
And it's trash.
Yeah. It could be trash, but they already believe it's lit.
That's exactly what you said. It's follow fashion culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they some already got 30,000?
Some bati and bench thing.
Yeah. I'm missing out. I need to get a click on that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right?
But when YouTube does their sweep, then it was real numbers show, eh?
Facts.
The numbers come back down.
When was the last time they did a sweep, though? I remember they did one, like, maybe a couple years ago or something.
They did
it. Right, and everybody, a lot of views, videos even got taken down. Mm-hmm. And shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never pay for views, man. You can see it in my views, man. I don't get a lot.
Yo, the man was in his bathroom talking to me when I had to talk to him on his phone. He's in Pakistan. Oh. He's in his bathroom, pause, okay? With his shirt off, okay? On
fight
Skype.
Fight like, for that.
Yo, don't worry, brother. I got you. Da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me with the game. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Bomb, bomb, bomb. I am like, so yeah, I green to it. Right? Remember, this is 2012. We're in 2018 now. I was so green to it. I get to the mans them. Mans them are like, ooh, you're lit, fam. Mr. 250,000 views. Clowning me. I didn't realize. But they're clowning me. And I'm like, what? They're like, fam, you ain't know about that shit? Like, no, dog. I was away.
See, you thought it was the new lick.
Yeah, that's
thought
that was the wave.
You knew right, the thing.
Caught the wave.
Yeah.
That's what I caught the wave, yo. I'm going to ride that shit. Nope, wrong. Sorry. Splash. Yeah. You crashed.
But I'm not going to lie. When I first seen it, I was intrigued. What do you mean if I give you a little $20, you could, you know, mm-hmm. boost my thing?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking it might help with my promo. Like, I'm thinking it's going to reach real people, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, but I'm just not a guy who likes to really spend money on the internet, so.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's why I won't do these things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then when you see the results of it a year or two later for the people who did do it, they got called out.
Mm-hmm.
They got called out for it.
I won't say any of their names on here. I'll let them live today.
Exactly.
Yo, next time I'm going to drop the thing with the names in it. I'm going to drop the mixtape with the names in it.
Yo, can I get a feature? No, I'm joking.
You don't know. Remember the track though. The man saying, "Yo, with the Ghost Riders." He's like, "Yo, next time
I'll release Mad Skills."
Yeah, he's like, "Next time and I'll release the names."
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Ghost Rider for nobody. But, anyways, man got pushed in the fucking subway by Young and Blue.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay,
an elderly man too, right?
Two old men handling their things.
They're going in.
Okay, yo, be like. True wasn't a young man pushing an old man. I don't really have no words for like.
It was like, yeah, one I think was 73 and the other one is 57. Yeah. Right,
so this says the name here are John Resnick, or Resnick, 57, of Toronto, has been charged with first-degree murder. Police have identified the man who was killed after being pushed into the subway tracks in Toronto Monday. 73-year-old Yusek. I don't want to fuck up his name, so. Yusek Hayahara.
Okay.
First degree?
First degree murder.
Yeah, he just pushed, yo.
But that's not kind of second degree. Like, unless you super planned this. Like, you woke up to do this? Like,
Well, I don't know. But at the end of the day, that's pretty messed up. And if you, did you see the guy's picture? The accused? Did you see his picture? They showed the drawing of him in the box.
Oh, I have another picture or something.
Yeah, the man looks like one of the oldest, like, you know, not the old, but like, you know, old white man, white hair, straight face, like, yeah, I did it. That's the look on his face, like, yeah, I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no emotion, no nothing. Like,
yeah,
I'm here in court. Okay. We'll see what my punishment's going to be.
Sucks, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, rest in peace to that guy.
Yeah, man. Straight. Rest in peace. Our condolences to his family.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's tragic how that their family has to deal with the loss of their loved one in such a tragic way.
Yeah.
So RIP to the family, you know, rest in peace and our condolences.
So they're wilding out there. There's one thing I'm going to just go over quick, just so we and we'll move off of that, is that Bill C-45 has been passed for marijuana to be legally consumed and grown, recreational.
Yeah, so
3 months or something like this.
October. Give a clap.
Ten times.
Dustin Trudeau said, you know, I'm going to stand on that.
Second country. Which one was the first one?
Uruguay. Oh, they say, yo, everybody, yo. Well, remember too, like, I think it was Holland and those places. They went and they said, fuck the hard drugs and shit. Like, yo, in jail, they'll give you, if you're hooked, they'll give it to you in jail. Like, yo, them places, they, and their crime rate dropped dramatically when they gave, like, they're like, yo, there's no, it's not a, yo, it's a sickness. They're treating it like a sickness instead of a crime. You understand what I'm saying? And the way they're dealing with the people. So that's a bonus. So if we can adopt some type of philosophy like that here, we'd be good.
Yeah. Trust me. There's one more thing I want to bring up here. Is that the last thing I have here? Okay, so yeah. What is this here? Lawyer claims young Toronto black man beaten in Toronto coma by officers, but police said it never happened.
You got it, lost his eye?
There's a picture I have here of this gentleman here. So, boom. Eating through a tube and shit.
Whoa.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
So, okay. It says Toronto lawyer and mayoral candidate Sharon Jezbriel, I'm not even going to try her name, took to Twitter on Monday night to claiming Musi Gabriel Michael was beaten almost to death by 14 Division.
Whoa. That's
along with a photo of her client in critical care. In a critical care unit in Toronto Western Hospital, breathing through a tube.
Wow.
Police union president claim allegations are untrue, say they're false and inflammatory.
Who? Mike McCormick? Of course he does. Yo, you have to remember.
Who did him that?
Well, a short chase followed before the 23-year-old was taken into custody and then to hospital, police say.
The man's claiming 14 Division fucked him up.
And they're saying they didn't
They didn't do it.
So there was a chase?
So who did it?
Exactly. But you know,
and
the funny thing is,
brought him to the hospital.
So hold on, you see, the same guy, Mark McCormick, the police, the union guy, who's saying they didn't do it. This is the same guy that had the nerve to go on the news and say the guy that the boy then were beating the fuck on the balcony was trying to jump and they saved his life.
Yes.
And they deserve to be rewarded for their efforts for giving the young man a beating on the balcony, but he wanted to jump.
It's his fault.
They saved his life. That was his response to
to save your life.
The viral video of two officers beating the shit out of a guy on the balcony who clearly doesn't look like he's nowhere near able to jump off the balcony. But let alone they're saying, yeah, they deserve an award.
Two more nightsticks. We're trying to save your life. Stop.
Stop resisting.
About three more times. We're trying to save your life.
I know you guys been in situations where cops put hands on you.
Oh,
you see when it starts to happen. Well, it goes through your mind, bro. I be like, holy fuck, I hope they don't just, like, shot me right now. Like what are they going to do right now? Like, how hard are they going to go, bro? Like, I'm in cuffs, bitch. Fuck, I can't fight.
Sometimes you just need to know when, you know, enough's enough. And, like, the situation's just fucking...
Like, you already know. Once you're in cuffs, you can't do nothing.
Exactly.
But, like, what's going through your mind, like...
Yeah. Fuck.
I was gonna tell a story, but I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, like
I left too many fucking stories in that last episode, and I'm just gonna leave that one.
I just Ricky know Red it Brain. Was nothing nice. Like, yeah. I wish I had the opportunity to get my hands on like one or two particular ones, you know, but it never happened. So
yeah,
I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, situations always were never nice with them.
Yeah, so it's hold your head to the homie there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
You're in custody, and they're probably
that
having
money like infirmity. Looks like it's ICU,
yo,
for
yo,
sure.
Yo, take a look at this picture.
Look at that picture.
Take a look at that picture. Like, who did that to the man? If it wasn't the boy, then like, if
that's definitely like, ICU.
Who did that to him? Why? Okay, like if
ICU intensive care unit
do that to him. why would he claim that
this
that's
is
who
critical
did it to
condition, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in a coma for 2 weeks. That's crazy.
Minus. One of those raw papers right there. I'm going to roll up a raw. Jeez.
What's going on?
Rare occasion. Rare occasion.
No, that one's ripped real on next one.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's get our social medias and stuff. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let the people know where to find you social media-wise and stuff like that. You know, your music, your Spotify links and stuff like that.
Spotify just set up, so I would assume you just type in Dre Barz, Demon Diaries. The album will come up for sure.
Put in Dre with the three and Barz with three R's.
No, Dre Barz, B-A-R-R-S. So that's two R's.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you'll find that on Spotify.
Yeah. All my tags are basically the same. Twitter, Dre Barz, or Charlie Boy M3G. Instagram, same thing. Dre Barz. I'm on there. Snapchat, we're going to get going soon.
Mm-hmm.
I never really even died. I haven't even went on live yet, you know? Like, I don't know, these youths are too comfortable upon live, man. Blood clots. So, I'm going to try it out one of these days, though, you know?
Well,
pop up.
Just hopefully, you know, they're going to lock down the Loki and shut up shit there.
Well, you know, we have mad respect for coming through, and you know what I mean? And that and sitting with our Smoke and Mirror segment, as well as with the dope interview that
you yes, gave us. Yes, thank you. We appreciate it.
I already know. Thanks for having me on, Tingda.
Yes. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, you know, if you follow me, it's SSC underscore Hey Herc's underscore PK on Instagram, because that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to send me something, please send me a 30-second to 1-minute video so I can post it if you want me to post it. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of antisocial, so don't get don't feel like I'm disrespecting.
You know what I'm saying? Still getting used to all this like, gram shit.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it. It's new to me. I'm being honest with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So don't take it as a disrespect. I'm not disrespecting anybody. It's just I'm new to this. So
Yeah.
Although we're 75 episodes deep, I'm still new to this. So appreciate me. You know, just give me a minute. Yeah. Bear with me. Bear with me, please. Bear with me. But yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me shout out Six Socks and FPA, Spoiled Smokers Collective, Six List, you know, our live show coming up on the 13th.
Jeez.
Selfless plug, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, we gotta do it.
You know what I mean?
Like Snoop said, you gotta do it.
Exactly. So, thank you to everybody. Thank you for Dre Barz for passing through. And
you already know.
We appreciate the people.
Yeah.
Yes, Mercenary too.
Big up.
Mercenary
Six
in the building.
Pilot.
That's my tagline. I'm not going to stop. So you could laugh at me, you could diss me online, whatever, but I'm not going to stop. Sick drone pilot. First-hand knowledge. First-hand knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Stretch Blaze. You know what I'm saying?
So, and y'all know where to find me. Hit my website up, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Hit up all my social media platforms, all platforms, even Spotify and iTunes. I'm on there.
Yeah, Friday's everywhere.
Friday Ricky Dredd, that's D-R-E-D. Hit up our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. The party, July 13th. Make sure to get your tickets ahead of time because there'll be no tickets sold at the door. We're going to be giving away a prize pack as well when people get the tickets. We'll have a list. When we hit 100 people, that list is closed. All right?
Shout out to our winner.
Oh, shout out
to the process, the first bracket holder.
Yeah. Respect the process. Shout out to RC Galaxy. But yeah. Yeah, the 13th is going to be going down. And what else? Subscribe, YouTube, comment, like, hit that notification bell so that you'll know when the fucking videos are dropping. That's what's up right there.
Subscribe.
Oh, could I get a 1-2 shout out?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
shout out to my F4TG niggas, my Scrap Guy niggas, my GSC niggas, all my niggas. Look out for my video, 54 Infants, no cap.
Okay.
Yeah, Dre Barz, MTG.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll lead you out with a track that I got sent to me. This track is fucking dope. It's King Q or King Quace. You know, Q-U-E-C-E, right?
Mr. 30, Friday, I fuck up the names. Uh-huh. A.K.A. I fuck your name up.
Right? The track is called 30 at 19.
30 at 19.
Yeah. Big tune. I like this tune a lot. Hopefully YouTube don't slap us with a commercial right now.
Yo. What's that? 2 for 2?
We're 3 for 3.
Oh, 3 for 3 today? No commercials?
This will be great if you know it. Yeah. King. yeah. Out of it, my mind is gone, I've been out of it. My mind is lost in the fantasy, like I'm in a whole other galaxy. I don't understand why they know me. I guess it's not human anatomy. I said it like jealousy flatter me. My demons inside of me battle me. My enemy coming right out of me. They know that I'm first and they enter me. I'm not a your prince or the average tree.
They wanna be different than me. Nothing they say even that. Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. I see 30 to 19, I'm like, but the bar is in it? Like,